Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Mullins, and here are today's top local stories. Yes, back where we ended on Friday, folks, the campus of Columbia University and that pro-Palestinian protest. As we go on the air, the deadline for protesters to clear out of the main yard has come, but it would appear, despite the school's or else edict, some folks are still digging in and the tent city remains. 1010 Winds reporter Marla Diamond live near the campus for us, joining us with this update. Marla, are they moving at all? Can you tell?
The only thing that's moving here, Larry, are groups of students who are chanting, divest, divest, divest. The tents have not gone anywhere at all, despite that 2 p.m. warning that students that did not pack up and leave could be suspended or expelled. Now, they are planning to hold a press conference, the student organizers of this pro-Palestinian demonstration that's been going on here since April 17th. They are planning to speak at 2:30. They say that what the university is doing is not legal, but the university declared a state of emergency to allow the expulsions to happen, saying that the protests have been disruptive. The protesters here disagree with that. They say they have been peaceful and that the university, in their words, is exercising a violent escalation of the situation. The NYPD is not here. They are absent from this protest. They were called in about a week and a half ago to break up the first encampment that was here. And the university president said they will not be called in unless absolutely necessary. So the university president, Manoush Shafiq, this morning released a statement. Obviously, she's got the concerns of all students in mind and said that these protests and the encampment have been disruptive as students prepare for finals and prepare for graduation. She is clearly concerned about this protest disrupting graduation, and we can see the setup that's going on around the encampment. They're bringing in chairs and bleachers for the families that will be here on May 15th for graduation. We will, of course, keep you updated on the situation as it develops. For now, Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM, live on the campus of Columbia University.
And Marla, our thanks to you for that. We know you will be attending that 2:30 news conference to bring us up to speed later today on what comes out of that. And then, you know, as you mentioned, college campuses are actually wrapping up for the semester. They're preparing for graduation. A couple of schools have scrapped graduation plans because of the protests. I think out in California, about 275 people were arrested over the weekend at various campuses, including Arizona State, Indiana University, Washington University in St. Louis. The number of arrests nationwide has surpassed 900 now since New York police arrested 100 demonstrators here on April the 18th. Also today, 21 House Democrats fired off a letter to the leadership at Columbia expressing disappointment that these protests have not been disbanded. We'll hear more about that here later in the broadcast. In Central Park, police have arrested a guy for allegedly grabbing a lady's phone and tossing it into a pond this morning. Happened about 10 o'clock near 60th Street and 5th Avenue. This is like the fifth incident in the park in the last couple of days. In fact, the NYPD recently ramped up security in the park after a string of muggings, including an incident Saturday, as police say a person came up on a 46-year-old, took his bag, which had his camera equipment worth about $3,000. They think it was a 15-year-old who jumped the guy. We'll continue to follow developments on that. A state consumer protection agency going after a funeral home in court for allegedly exploiting grieving families by refusing to tell them where their loved ones are located, among other concerns.
Imagine having to go through the ashes of a loved one to make sure they're the right person. That's just one of the many troubling allegations against R.G. Ortiz Funeral Home in a lawsuit filed by the Department of Consumer and Worker Protection. 48 people have reached out to the department since 2019 to say the funeral home didn't hold up its end of the bargain when it comes to proper funeral and burial services. The suit says R.G. Ortiz didn't provide services that were paid for, like the moving of remains, and they would allow remains to decompose, put the dead person's clothes on backwards, and forced families to do their makeup. The suit also says they left families who had their loved ones cremated waiting for months for those remains. Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
1010 Winds has reached out to that funeral home. Mayor Adams calling it appalling, says no family in New York City should ever have to endure predatory treatment, especially during a time of bereavement. The MTA will soon consider whether to discount LIRR monthly fares within New York. We're talking about a 10% cut to Long Island Railroad commuters traveling within New York. It'd be a pilot program which would coincide with congestion pricing. The goal, of course, is to get you to get out of the car and, you know, take mass transit to avoid the toll. So the Finance Committee looking at it today. The full MTA board will take it up tomorrow. Under the plan, LIRR and Metro North monthly tickets for trips between the city, that includes Queens, Brooklyn, and Manhattan, would be discounted by 10%. It would drop the current $220 monthly to $199. We will let you know.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.